back, so if you can just reconstitute that next week. Okay.
Okay, thank you, everyone. Council, come back to order. Let's take up first, I think maybe before we read these items in order, let me state what my intentions are and what I think it's the sense of the council after discussion and after last week's public hearing. And that is there is interest in moving forward in time for the November election on the referral to the voters of the charter restriction. However, there's still some more work that needs to be done fine-tuning the language of that charter restriction. So it's my intention when we get to that item to set that over for 1 week so that we can finish wordsmithing the words of that resolution, I'm sorry, of that charter change. The sense of the charter change is not going to vary, which is the purpose of the charter change is to restrict the use of transportation user fee revenues to transportation purposes. And exactly how we state that in words in the charter, again, we're going to work on for another week and bring it back to council in time to refer it to the November ballot, because that's when people get to vote on charter changes, is in an election, and we have one coming, and we have a few more weeks in which we can refer something to the voters and get it acted on in November. It's my intention to continue council discussion and a public hearing on item 546 to November 12th, which is the council meeting which follows the next regular election. And it's my intention to take action on the third item with some amendments today. So that's 548. 548. 547 is the charter provision. So I just, because they're not in that order on the council calendar, I wanted to let people know what we have in mind, and we'll take testimony shortly, but I just wanted to let people know that's my intention. So let's read, should we better read all three items, or would it be better to read them one at a time?
I would think one at a time.
Okay, then let's take 546 then.
S-546, amend city code to create a transportation user fee paid to fund Portland's transportation needs, primarily transportation maintenance and safety.
Okay, and then I understand there's some need for council discussion here and to read some things into the record.
Actually, I think we need to read some things into the record
not,
about
not
547.
547.
And this
okay.
one, I think it's just
setting this one over.
Setting
okay.
back to, yeah, setting it over.
So unless there's any further council discussion or objection, then I'm going to set this item over until November 12th. Now, let's move on to item 547, which is the charter amendment.
547, refer amendments to Chapter 9 of the City of Portland Charter to the November 4th, 2014 general election ballot to require that funds collected through the transportation user fee will be used for transportation purposes, with the majority of funds used for transportation maintenance and transportation safety improvements.
So as I stated earlier, it's my intention to continue this item for 1 week, but we have some things that we need to read into the record first.
Yes, Mayor, I'd like to just explain to folks about what I'm thinking on this charter referral and where I was thinking as of last night as what the language might be. We want to, as you said, take the time to get it right. But I was wondering if we could change it to all funds collected through the transportation user fee, strike adopted by the council in June of 2014, since we're not doing that, as now provided or hereby amended by the council, shall be deposited into a special fund known as the transportation fee subfund, and then adding, instead of with the majority of funds used for transportation maintenance and transportation safety improvements, change it to at least 8/10. And in case anybody's wondering about my math skills and my teachers in high school, hopefully not in their grades at this point, I used 8/10 rather than 4/5 because that's similar to other language in the charter where they talk about tenths.
Things. Okay.
And we had heard some discussion last week about not using percentages. I'm hearing lately that putting the percentage of 80% in would be a better way to go. So that was just my thinking, and I wanted to let Commissioner Novick and Mayor Hales weigh in with their thoughts also.
My initial reaction to Commissioner Fritz's suggestion was that I think that the important thing, what would be important to voters, is to make it clear that the money in the fund will be used for transportation as opposed to other unimportant stuff, and that the percentage that goes to maintenance and safety in particular, I didn't think was essential. But I'm amenable to the idea. I just didn't think that it was essential.
Yeah, and I think, first of all, I'll take your instruction that the charter uses tenths and that tradition overrides Mrs. Rosenwasser's instruction in my high school English class to always use the lowest fraction in verbal description. So, Mrs. Rosenwasser, I'm sorry, but you're trumped by the Portland City Charter. And then secondly, I think I need to formally disclose that in terms of the open meetings law that I did email Commissioner Fritz and Commissioner Novick and say that my counsel is that the earlier words are the most important ones, that is that all funds in the transportation user subfund shall be used for transportation purposes. I think those are the most critical words in this proposed charter amendment. But again, the purpose of this discussion and then this delay is so that we get a finished amended document in front of the community published next week and considered by the council.
So we'll be filing it tomorrow and then taking testimony on it. So if there's further comments from community members, we're open to changes.
So we'll take testimony on the language itself next week. So we'll file it tomorrow, put it on the calendar next week. Rather than having you react to a verbal discussion, we'll actually have a document in front of you, because this, if it's approved by the voters, going into the charter. So it's sure. Yes. That's why we're gonna get a new version of this, and it will contain the words all funds. So that's one of the clarifications that we wanted to get cleaned up. So further council discussion? Anyone particularly concerned about this delay? Okay, then we're gonna set this over until next week, a week from today, and file the amended language tomorrow. Now let's take up 548.
548 state that council will consider an ordinance by November 14, 2014, creating a transportation user fee for non-residential use of the transportation system to address the city's significant transportation safety and maintenance needs.
Okay, Commissioner Novick.
Mr. Mayor, I have an amendment to propose. Actually, a series of amendments reflecting the same language. This amendment is actually based on a suggestion by Commissioner Fish, although not using the exact language that he suggested. I'll explain. The amendments would be in the opening paragraph after a transportation user fee for non-residential use of the transportation system, add the language and or other funding mechanism paid for by non-residential users. Again, after the word system and before the word to, and/or other funding mechanism paid for by non-residential users.
And the purpose of that change is?
The purpose of that change is to give the work group that will be assisting us on further consideration of the non-residential the transportation funding, to possibly consider other options other than a user fee. We heard from a number of small businesses that they were concerned that the user fee approach doesn't take into account the profitability of a business, for example. So one option might be some sort of combination of the user fee plus a change, that's an addition to our existing business profits tax. I'm not saying that's where we necessarily wind up or that's something they consider, but at least would open up that possibility.
Okay. Thank you.
Then the next place we need similar language is, oh, hang on. I've only got one copy of this and I'll share it with Commissioner Fritz for a moment.
Okay. I see.
The next place a change would be necessary would be on page 2 in the fifth the fourth whereas, where it currently says the council seeks to consider a comprehensive transportation user fee that assesses businesses and other non-residential users. What would be added there would be a comprehensive transportation user fee or other funding mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
Or other funding mechanism.
Right.
Then in this two whereases down, it says the council is considering, concurrent with this resolution, an ordinance to create a transportation user fee. This refers to the residential user ordinance under consideration. However, we're not actually considering it concurrent with this resolution, but we are still considering it. So I propose to strike the phrase concurrent with this resolution.
Okay.
Then the last whereas on the page two, where it says a transportation fee user methodology, we would add the language and or other funding mechanism. So between the words methodology and two, and or other funding mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, and most importantly, in that concluding language, be it resolved, we would say, now be it resolved, the council will consider an ordinance. Striking, I forget what the, I think it was pass beforehand. So instead of will pass an ordinance, they will consider an ordinance. And then after non-residential use, say, and or other funding mechanism paid for by non-residential users. And or other funding mechanism paid for by non-residential users. In front of the words, by November 14th, 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have a friendly amendment to offer.
Okay.
Commissioner Novick, on page two, you did not address the fifth whereas. Would you consider making the same change to the fifth whereas?
Oh, I apologize, Commissioner Fish. Absolutely. A transportation user fee, the fifth whereas,
and or
other funding mechanism paid for by non-residential users.
Okay, so Commissioner Novick moves that package of amendments. Is there a second?
Second.
So let's take a roll call on that set of amendments and then take testimony. Any further discussion before we adopt these vote on these amendments? Okay, roll call.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Well, thank you for your work on crafting these amendments, which just clarify that we're going to be continuing to work on both the residential and the non-residential proposed transportation fee and or other funding mechanisms through November. Aye.
Hales.
Yeah, I appreciate this. My test for this, as I've said repetitively for some time now, is that it has to be sufficient to make a difference. It has to be fair in that it charges everyone. But if we have a different mechanism that yields the same results from business ratepayers, then I'm certainly interested in considering that and appreciate that opportunity. Obviously, the two working groups are going to need to look at both sets of issues in this time that we've allowed. But I think this is a constructive opening, and maybe we'll produce a new idea. Aye. Okay. Now, anything further before we take testimony on the amended resolution? Okay. Then do you have anyone signed up, Carla?
Yes, I have four people signed up. The first three are Joe Walsh, Lightning, and Charles Johnson.
Okay, come on up. Go ahead, Joe.
My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice, and I would like to give you an opinion that this entire operation, presentation, ordinance, fee, tax, whatever it is you want to call it, has been bizarre, absolutely bizarre. The fact that you're doing amendments, the people that are watching this on TV do not have the same paperwork you have. They don't know what you're talking about. You're looking down at paperwork and making notes on amendments and people don't know what you're talking about, and that to me is terribly unfair. The other thing I would like to say is in this process, there were people that came here today to testify on specific items, and you make last-minute changes. And what you do is you say to us, as the public, screw you. You took the day off. You took hours off. You took the bus down here. You spent a couple hours to get here. Screw you. I am the mayor. I'm going to put it over. You could have put it on your website. You could have notified people, but you didn't. There are people here that took the time to come. You should be embarrassed that you do that kind of stuff. This is outrageous. This fee is outrageous. You're outrageous. You're outrageous. Thank you, you guys. For the first time in a long time, I can say thank you, Commissioner Salzman. Thank you, Commissioner Fish. And I don't know where you are, Amanda. I think you're lost.
Okay. Charles, go ahead. Oh, sorry, Lightning. Would you like to be next?
100% think Lightning Company. On the charter, I'm in agreement that I think we have an understanding that the purpose of this transportation user fee is for transportation purposes. Where I would have more of an oversight type committee would be on the contracts on the different type of projects you might be looking at. A little bit more oversight on that to keep things in line and making sure the money's going in the direction that we think it should. One of the things I will say about Commissioner Novick is that in the past I've seen that you focus on a lot of the safety issues on the Vista Bridge. You take action immediately on seismic. You're watching that very close. On the roads, you're focusing on that, and I commend you for that, and I agree with you on that, and also on many environmental issues. What's catching me off guard on this, I think, is just the overall number that we're looking at. It's a big number, and I think everybody admits that. We want to have a more clear understanding on where the money's going. You've heard from certain people. I want to make sure if I pay something, it's being invested in the direction I want to see it go. And those are reasonable concerns, and I guess where I'm at on this is that, yes, I want to see it refined. I understand, yes, you are in charge of the Bureau of Transportation, and you need to come up with funding, plain and simple. Nobody's going to debate that. And I think it's just a number. It's on residential. I think it needs to be adjusted, as Commissioner Fritz has stated. And on the businesses, that's open for debate right now from what I can see. Really needs to be looked at and refined. And I think you can come to some form of agreement on the overall situation. And I commend you on your safety position on a lot of different issues. And I would not want to be in your shoes right now on this. This is very difficult. It's a very complex situation. But I do commend you on making the effort and just keep a lot of people involved and try to refine this, because it is something that is necessary, something that needs to be done, and nobody's going to debate on that. It's just that overall number is scaring a lot of people. It's a big number thrown out there each year. And I want to have more of a closer look on year one, what's projected to be done, year two, what's projected to be done, year three, year four, year five, and have some real numbers backing on where certain money will be placed. And that's my position. Thank you.
Thank you, Lightning. So I really appreciate those comments, and we are going to be highlighting more some of the specific projects that we would anticipate moving forward with over the next few years. In some cases, we absolutely know this is something we're going to do. In other cases, we would say this is something we think is a priority, but we're open to further community engagement as to whether you think something else in that area is more critical. But we are going to be having exactly that kind of more detailed discussion, and I appreciate the suggestion.
Yeah, I think, for example, on the maintenance side, we might not be able to specify every single street that's going to get a fog seal, but we could at least come up with a range of miles of street that we would be doing in year one and a range of miles that we could be doing. And I mean, we could give people more detail without having to name. We're doing Siskiyou Street from 12th to, you know, right. We're not going to be able to get to that level of detail when you talk about maintenance.
We have in the town halls been doing that in terms of, like, number of miles that will be treated. But I think that particularly in the safety side, we were cautious in the ordinance language not identified a very few things that we know for sure we're going to do. But we can identify a larger number of things that we project that we would do subject to some further public discussion.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Thank you.
I think it's possible to get to that level of detail and, you know, at least number of projects, this many crossing improvements, you know, that kind of thing, mm-hmm. and maybe some idea about geography as well. Good, thank you. Good suggestion.
Thank you.
Yes, Charles.
Good morning, Commissioners. For the record, my name is Charles Johnson, and I echo some of the feelings of Mr. Walsh about this confusion and chaos that comes at the last minute, but I think it's also somewhat just reflects the fact that the people of Portland are also, while some have very strong opinions about this potential street fee, are also, because maybe of a lack of information, except for some people on either end of the spectrum, not able to really come to a clear decision whether they can support it because it's still unclear where they're going, particularly to the language opposed for Part 9. I think that there might be stronger support if it was clear that it was used for maintenance of existing projects. I don't think that a street user fee for new projects or street user fee money for new projects really would be consistent with the idea of the way we use LIDs. I think new projects, we generally try and find new localized sources of funding for them. So I invite you to consider the idea that personally, and I think other members of the public, would be most supportive of seeing the huge preponderance of this money go to maintaining and improving the quality of existing streets. Thank you.
Charles, if I just may respond to that for a moment.
Please.
We heard in the town halls a lot of people saying that the emphasis should be on safety, and part of their argument was that if you spend all the money on maintenance of the existing system, you perpetuate existing inequities. There's parts of town where you've got pretty safe streets, you've got sidewalks, you've got crossings, you've got signals or flashing beacons, and there's other parts of town where you don't have sidewalks, you don't have signals, you don't have flashing beacons, you don't have crosswalks, and the people in those parts of town in many cases can't really afford to do an LID and pay for all of it themselves. So that was a lot of the feedback we got in the town halls was you need to spend some of the new money on safety, both because safety is important in and of itself, and also because if you only spend it on maintenance, you're perpetuating existing inequities.
Thank you. And the idea of how equity applies here was on my mind before I made my comments. I often walk from right around Mount Tabor Park up to the 82nd MAX station and see a huge disparity in the condition of the streets. I know the gentleman who spoke earlier from Lentz went from unpaved streets to streets. So I do want to see ways for people who've been underserved in the past with crappy quasi-roads to have more hope of getting real, safer roads in front of their home. Thank you.
Yeah, and that Lentz example actually is an interesting one in that we used, because it's in an urban rural area, we were able to use urban renewal funds to match funds from homeowners to get it done. And that, of course, isn't true for 90% of the city. So if this fund allows us to create that kind of incentive that a moderate income home buyer could afford to, you know, maybe raise their own taxes and pay for a better street, it's not going to be a huge lift. It's going to be a lift, but not as big a one. And that's the kind of formulation this would allow us to do over time. You know, it's a better way than saying 20 grand or nothing, 20 grand or good luck with your mud street. And I think we might be able to give more options than those two.
Don't let this deter you from going for the sales tax option. I'm okay with the sales tax option.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Okay, others that are signed up?
Yes, we have three more. Erwin Mandel, Lily Mandel, and Adam Chris.
Okay, come on.
Good I was not.
Lily, go ahead and give us your name. Give us your name, please.
Lily Mandel. I was not going to speak at all, believe it or not. He had signed up, and the reason I've just put my name down there is because my husband saw something that was really bothered him and said, we have to go and point this out. Then what bothers me about this whole thing, this haste makes so much waste all over this entire thing from the beginning until now, makes so much of a problem. It is haste. And another thing that happened, which has, it's the tenor of the entire thing that bothers me terribly since I attended last Thursday. This was an attempt to separate us, the rich, the poor. They have to have regulations here. This is for this. And this attempt, and then fear came in. Yes, we must do this now, that haste part, now, right now, or all these horrible things are going to happen to you. I have not liked this from the moment I heard it. I'm going to say I've heard this before, this separation over any issue, be it fees or taxes or whatever it is. And this is what I heard last Thursday. And I am appalled by it. I do not like fear and separation in any decision you come up. I don't care what it is. And I think this is started off as a flawed process and attitude. I'm sorry I've taken up your time. Thank you.
Erwin.
Erwin Mandel, we often work together. I have to go back to your statement in one of the, I think it's 547, that a majority of the fees collected are going to be used for transportation.
No, all of them are going to be used for transportation.
Well, let's see.
It's
what
right here.
I may have the language wrong, out of memory. Let me read what it says.
Right here, sweetie. Right here.
While the funds be used for transportation purposes, with the majority of the funds used for transportation maintenance and transportation safety improvements. What's a majority? Is a majority 60%, 70%, or is it 50.0004?
Well, that's why Commissioner Fritz has proposed the amendment, which we've adopted, that says it'll be 80% going to maintenance and safety. Again, all for transportation purposes, but right. 80% to maintenance and safety.
I missed that because as a former statistician, the majority is a nice term. But boy, is there a wide...
She just mentioned it, darling.
Well, I'm glad you did it, Amanda.
We haven't quite done it yet, so just to clarify, that's what I shared your concern, and so I was suggesting either put 4/5 or 80%. We'll have the language available by the end of the week and take testimony again next week.
And just, I agree with you totally, but just to throw a curveball into this, you may put this in as a charter amendment now, but any future council can override this. You can't change a charter?
Charter. Only the voters can change the charter.
Okay. So this could be put to a vote?
That's why we're doing it.
Okay.
That's why we're doing it. Exactly.
I give up. You're right.
Thank you. I'll say the same to you.
Clarifying them. That's helpful.
I'll say the same to you on a regular basis. Thank you.
That'll be music to my ears, Charlie.
Thank you. Good morning.
Morning.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon, morning, whatever. My name is Adam Quist. So I was going to speak on the language, but now that I know that you're putting that off till next week, I'll, you know, save some of those comments. I'll either put them in email or come back. But I did want to talk about, because we talk about, you know, I hear Commissioner Novak talk a lot about, you know, and in this language, you talk a lot about safety and maintenance. And I agree with the safety and maintenance part. I do think that we have to kind of define maintenance and safety, because coming from my standpoint, being on the Commission on Disabilities, I look at safety in terms of the, you know, ill-fitted, you know, curb cuts and the sidewalk alignments. I live right at 11th and Clay downtown. And a lot of times people with, I mean, disabilities or even not disabilities, when they cross the street, they have to literally almost go into the middle of the street to get to the curb cut. So I believe that that's a huge safety concern, and that has to be immediately addressed by this charter, by this amendment, by this user fee. The other thing is that being on the commission, I think it's important to get the opinions of people with disabilities. I think it's important to, you know, include people with disabilities in this discussion. And last week, during the public hearing, I didn't hear much talk about that. And I encourage you guys in the next couple weeks, you know, when we talk about this amendment and charter in the future, that we include, you know, language that specifically speaks to people with disabilities and the specific safety issue. Like I think Amanda pointed out a couple weeks ago, we need to have a system of prioritizing some of these items instead of just saying, we're going to throw this money out and we're going to decide where best to go. I think PBOT needs to put a list of priorities and kind of, you know, monitor the situation rather than just throwing it out there and just saying, oh, we'll get to it when we get to it.
Yeah, okay. Great. Thank you. Thanks very much. Anyone else?
Just a note, Mr. Vanderveer was part of our advisory committee.
Yeah, he was. That's right. Okay.
That's all who signed up.
All right. Further council discussion? Then let's take a roll call on the amended ordinance. Resolution.
Fish?
I want to begin by thanking Mayor Hales, Commissioner Novick, and Commissioner Saltzman for hitting the pause button and giving the community at least an additional 5 months to consider this important issue. I also want to applaud the focus on the impact on small businesses as well as low-income families and the expressed intent to explore a range of options beyond one particular fee or tax. For the public that is watching this, this resolution does not call the question. It merely sets forth a timeline for further council consideration of any proposed fee or tax. And in November, when a recommendation comes back to council, here's the test that I will apply. The first is, do I believe that the tax or fee that is being proposed is fair and balanced and appropriate? And second, do I believe it is something the council should decide or the public should decide? And as I have previously stated, my general preference in this area is to refer it to the voters for the final say. I thank my colleagues. Aye.
Saltzman.
No.
Novick.
I appreciate Commissioner Fish's comments. Again, the purpose of this resolution is to ensure that we have considered, we will consider both a residential measure to provide money for transportation and consider something that would involve non-residential users paying by November 14th. And since council meets on the 12th and 13th, it would be probably one of those 2 days rather than November 14th itself. And we've talked about the fee that for non-residential users that's based largely on the Institute for Transportation Engineers modeling, which indicates how many trips a given business generates. There were concerns expressed by small business owners that that doesn't take into account the specific volume of their sales or their profitability. Of course, there are taxing mechanisms that specifically look to sales and profitability, such as a sales tax or a profits tax. So there is no alternative that I think you'll see a huge groundswell of support for, but I think it's appropriate to give our advisory committee and ourselves more time to think about various combinations, various options, or combinations of options. Aye.
Fritz. Thanks to Commissioner Novick for taking on this assignment from Mayor Hales for the Transportation Bureau and for opening the discussion that we've got a problem. We've got a problem in funding basic street maintenance and safety, and it's a huge problem. It's tens of millions of dollars every year that we don't have, and for every year that we delay, it gets worse. So I appreciate that you have taken on this challenging issue and taken leadership of it, and Mayor Hales for your partnership in that. This has been a Portland process, and I very much appreciate everybody who has emailed, sent letters, phone called, and participated in all of the public hearings, because it's clear that people care very passionately about this. Most people agree that we have a problem. Some people still think that we have a hidden bucket somewhere that I'm not quite sure what they think we're doing with it, but I don't believe that we do have the money that's available, that's needed for these crucial safety improvements. So I'm glad that we're going to be continuing the conversation. I hope that we'll be engaging a lot more citizens and community members in the discussions, both on the residential side and on the non-residential side, the business side, as to what is fair, what is equitable, what will get us to what we need for the for funding our streets, and just recognizing that what Commissioner Novick had put on the table at $12 per month still wouldn't get us to where we need to be in funding street maintenance and safety. We've also got huge funding problems in parks and in housing. So together as a council, we need to grapple with these things, and we need to consider everything that, all the possibilities. I very much appreciate that the hurriedness, and now the willingness to slow down and do more consideration of how we're going to move forward. And so thank you for that. Aye.
Hales.
Well, first, we had a long and passionate public hearing last week, and a lot of people came and testified, and we heard three things. I heard three themes to that. One is, don't do this, and I'll get back to that. Two is, this is going to have a big impact on small business, and please think through the mechanics and the details so that you moderate that impact on small business. And we heard that, and that's one of the reasons for this extra work that's going forward. And third, we heard this is going to have a disproportionate impact on low-income people. Please do everything you can to moderate that. And we heard that, and that's why we have another working group that's going to address that question. I understand some people feel like this is happening in a hurry. I don't, because this has been, we've been talking about this issue for 21 years. We've been talking about this particular mechanism for 13. There's a store in, I believe, Hillsdale. It's a used clothing store, and the name of the store is New to You. So perhaps this discussion is new to some people, but it's not new to me. And in fact, 17 years ago, when I was the commissioner in charge of transportation, and I was sitting in that chair, I had dark brown hair, no grandchildren, and no need for these. And I had two pieces of asphalt sitting on that counter right there, which I took to Salem and advocated for a miserable little increase in the gas tax or the vehicle registration fee, which I think in that case they didn't approve, but did approve a session later. The legislature has occasionally bestirred itself to do something about this problem. Congress, which created this problem, not our current members of Congress, Congress, which created this problem by failing to index the federal gas tax in 1993, has done nothing since 1993. So this issue is not new to me. Now, I am perfectly willing to take a little more time to measure twice and cut once, but we have to do this, or something like it, that produces at least $50 million a year. Yes, it's a lot of money. It's half of what we need, or two-thirds of what we need, depending on which report you consider, the auditor's report or the Transportation Bureau's. but it's enough to make a difference. And I am not willing, although I'm willing to take more time, and although I was concerned by comments that I read from one business leader in the newspaper, but I always take what's written in the newspaper with a grain of salt, since I'm occasionally quoted there myself, saying, well, thanks for the delay, but we've still got real worries about this. No, we have to do this, or we have to do something like this, or we pass on a much bigger bill to our children and now my grandchildren and perhaps yours as well. So this is a big problem. It's a big, ugly problem. It's a long time problem that we've been talking about for a long time. We've been talking for years. I'm willing to talk for 5 more months. Then we need to act after our voters have put sideboards around this proposal in time to stand up at the the 2015 session of the legislature and say, Portland has done its part to fund transportation in our state and our community. Now we want you to do your part. We will have no credibility in Salem on this subject if we stay in denial, delay, and dithering any more than the next 5 months. We need to act. We have a few choices. None of them are good. I'm willing to consider modifications. I'm willing to consider refinements. I'm willing to consider discounts for people that deserve them. Let's tune this to make it work for people, but understand we have to pay our bills, and now we have to start paying our street bill. So I look forward to the discussion. I look forward to improving this necessary idea, and then I look forward to finally doing something. Aye. Okay, no, ma'am, you need to wait and testify when you get called on. Okay,